There is another area in which we can help, and I have just been discussing this with some of your entrepreneurs and the city official upstairs. 这句话呢，同样是两层意思，我们可以顺着翻。第一层意思，在另外一个领域，我们也能给予你们提供帮助。I've just been discussing this with some of your entrepreneurs and the city officials upstairs. Upstairs 呢，我们所常知道它的意思呢，表示楼上的意思。在这里呢，它不是表示楼上的意思，它表示的是地位更高的，处于更高地位的。所以是呢 ，city official upstairs 指的是上海市的高级官员。所以呢，这句话我们可以翻译成。还有一个领域我们可以提供帮助，我已经和你们的企业家和高层市政官员讨论过这个问题。 The UK is a world leader in the development of public-private partnership, which involves the public and private sector working together to provide infrastructure and services. 这是一个长句，前面一部分呢是一个意群，我们可以在 which这个定语从句和 partnership 之间断开，定语从句呢可以单独成句。第一部分呢就是 UK is a world leader, 世界的领导者。我们说 a leader in something, 我们可以翻译成在什么什么方面是居于领先地位，处于领先水平。所以呢这一部分呢我们可以翻译成英国在开发公司合作方面处于世界领先水平。Which involves the public and private sector working together to provide infrastructure and services. 这一个定语从句呢单独成句，是公共和私有部门合作 to provide infrastructure and services. 这一部分呢同样也是一个意群，可以单独成句。从事基础设施建设和提供服务Service, provide infrastructure and services. 我们用了增词的技巧，从事基础设施建设，提供服务。在这里呢，从事是采用增补的手法，把句子的意思补足完整。下一句 ，And in the UK, the private financing initiatives have enabled us to develop our infrastructure more cost-effectively.More quickly and to a higher quality than otherwise would have been possible. 这个 more than 呢，一般的话这个 than 后面的都要前置，所以我们在做示意的时候呢，可以做一个勾画，把 than 呢这一部分呢要提前。Than otherwise would have been possible. 我们可以翻译成和其他方式相比，要提前。这个句子的核心部分呢是 private financing initiative.指的是呢私有融资的项目，是主语，谓语是 enable, 宾语是 us, 后面呢 develop, to develop, 所接的成分呢是宾语的补语。develop our infrastructure more cost effectively, develop, 这里是一个动词，我们翻成中文的时候呢变成名词，在开发方面，所以呢 to develop our infrastructure 我们可以翻译成在开发基础设施方面 more cost effectively 更具有成本效应 cost effectively 更具成本效应，我们是在这里采用的是词性转换的技巧，副词转变成动词 more quickly 可以翻译成速度更快，在这里呢我们用了增词的技巧 and to a higher quality 质量更高，所以呢这句话呢我们可以整体翻译成在英国与其他方式相比，私有融资的项目使我们能够在基础设施建设方面更具成本效率，速度更快，质量更高。 And it is playing a big part nowAs I was explaining to your people upstairs. As, 正如，它作为方式状语，作为方式状语的时候呢， 也是要前置的，所以说的话我们在这里做事的时候呢，也可以做一个标志吧， as 这一部分前置，正如我对你们的高层官员所说那样，它正起到巨大的作用。 It is playing a big part in allowing us to have major public sector building programs delivered on budget and on cost。它正起到很重要的作用，这一部分呢和前面的 It is playing a big part 是重复，所以呢我们不需要翻译，我们省略就可以了。 Have major public sector building programs 是主要的公共部门的建设项目。 Deliver 它在这里呢是 deliver on something， 表示的是履行实现的意思。比如说 You'd better deliver on your promise，你最好还是履行诺言。 Deliver on budget and on cost 就是说按照预算和成本完成这个建设工程，这是它原来的意思。所以这个 budget and on budget and on cost， on cost 后面我们可以省略，因为这个成本呢其实也是在预算里面，所以呢整个这句话我们可以这么翻译，正如我向你们的高层人士所阐述的那样，私有融资方式正发挥着巨大的作用，能使主要的公共部门的建设项目按照预算完成工期。这个按照预算完成工期，这个工期呢是我是加上去的，采用了增词的手法，或者是我们可以说按照预算完工，或者说是按照预算交工都可以。 deliver 在这里完成的意思，我们就把它转译成了交工，或者说是完工。 In addition to all of that, the Shanghai Foreign Investment Development Board set up its first European office in London and we welcome this. And we also knowand recognize that Eastern China is a leader in high technology, academic and business expertise, and this again makes the UK your natural partner because our record on innovation and discovery is envied across the world. 这句话的意思呢，句子比较长，结构也比较复杂，我们一部分一部分的来解读。首先呢，第一部分 Shanghai Foreign Investment Development Board 是一个专有名词，翻译成上海外资发展局。第一部分呢，我们可以在 London 后面断句，可以单独成句。此外，上海外资发展局在伦敦设立了第一首个英国办事处， and we welcome this， 对此我们表示欢迎，单独成句。 And we also know and recognize that Eastern China is a leader in higher technology, academic and business expertise. 这一句话呢可以单独成句。我们也认识到 know and recognize 就是翻译一个就可以了，我们也认识到 know 省略不翻，我们也认识到华东地区在高科技、学术以及商业方面占据了主导地位， a leader in something 占据主导地位。 And this again makes UK your natural partner， 这一部分做一个意群单独成句，这也使英国成为你们天然的合作伙伴。 Because our record on innovation and discovery is envied across the world， 这部分的主语是 record，谓语是 is envied， 被动语态，让世界羡慕，让谁谁羡慕，转变成主动语态。 record 呢是记录的意思，在这里我们翻采用引申的时候把它翻译成成就，因为我们在创新和发现方面的成就让世界羡慕，或者是令世人艳羡。 We have had 44 Nobel laureates in the last 50 years, and the UK is renowned for both for its entrepreneur spirit and for believing that entrepreneur spirit is closely linked to the skills base and the research environment. 这句话比较复杂，我们的第一部分呢单独成句，这一部分呢是 We have had 44 Nobel laureates in the last 50 years. 在过去50年里呢，我们有44位诺贝尔奖得主， Nobel laureates， 诺贝尔奖得主。 and the UK is renowned for, both for. 这一句话呢，它的核心成分呢是 UK 是主语， renowned 表语， for 呢是原因状语。它有两个原因是什么？ It's entrepreneurial spirit. Entrepreneurial spirit 指的是企业家精神，就是指创新，勇于创新的精神。 And for 还有第二个原因是什么呢？ Believing 相信，有这样一种信念，是什么样的信念呢？That entrepreneurial spirit, 这种创新的精神，这种企业家的精神 is closely linked to the skills base and the research environment. Skills base, 技术基础 ,research environment, 研究环境。还是因为什么呢？英国是以两个原因呢闻名于世。第一个原因呢是因为它的创新的企业家创新的精神。第二个原因呢是有英国呢秉持这样一种理念。什么样的理念呢？就是这种企业家的精神是和技术基础和研究环境密切相连的这样一种理念而闻名于世。所以呢在这里呢我们很自然的呢要采用拆分的手法，把它切成两个句子。第一个原因呢是一个句子，第二个原因是一个句子。我们可以这么翻，英国因为他的企业家精神闻名于世，同时他把企业家精神与技术基础和研究环境结合起来的这种理念也举世瞩目，或者说是举世闻名。 It is no wonder therefore that it figures out just a couple of weeks ago the UK remains the premier location in Europe for software investmentand a high-value research and development. And this is despite the global pressure on the information and communication industries. 这一句话呢也比较的复杂，我们同样呢要把它的结构和它的主题弄清楚。It is no wonder, therefore, 不难理解，因此呢不难理解 that, 这是真正的主语， it figures out just a couple of weeks ago, it figures out,就是呢有数据显示，几周之前呢数据显示 UK remains the premier location in Europe for software investment and high value research and development. 英国在软件投资和高价值研发方面仍然居于欧洲的中心地位， premier location 中心地位。这句话的核心成分是 UK remains premier location，后面一部分呢 And this is despite the global pressure on the information and communication industries. 后面这一部分呢单独成句，尽管在信息和通讯产业有来自全球的压力， despite 这是一个介词短语呢单独成句。好，这一部分呢我们可以整体翻译成，因此不难理解为什么几周前的数据显示英国在软件投资和高价值研发方面仍然保持了它在欧洲的中心地位，尽管在信息和通信产业方面有来自全球的压力。 So I hope very much that you see the UK as your central European partner in developing Shanghai. 这是一个简单句，我们可以顺着翻译就可以了。 I hope very much that，我衷心希望，以后我们碰到汉语的衷心希望呢，我们可以翻译成 I hope very much that you see the UK as your central European partner in developing Shanghai. 你们把英国看成发展上海的主要的欧洲伙伴， central 是主要的欧洲伙伴。 We've got a lot to offer in terms of education and cultural exchange. 顺着翻译， got a lot to offer， 能提供帮助，在教育和文化交流方面我们能够提供很多的帮助。 We have got a lot to offer in terms of urban regeneration. 前面的 We have got a lot to offer 呢，我们可以省略，在城市建设方面也是如此。 And in our public and private sector partnership, I like to think that we are leading the world in this area. I like to think, 在这部分呢我们做事业的时候呢要把 I like to think 呢作为一个标记，把它提前，我是这么想的，我认为 I like to think。 在公共和私有部门合作方面，我们也是居于世界领先地位的。And coming here to Shanghai, I want to say to you, first of all, how delighted I have been to see the enormous progress in this city. 顺着翻译，再次来到上海，我想说，首先非常高兴看到上海发生的巨大变化。But secondly, to express my profound admiration for what you are doing here, not just in Shanghai, but throughout the whole China to bring progress and wealth to all your people. 第二呢，我也想表示 I'd like to express my profound admiration. Profound admiration 我们可以翻译成崇高的敬仰。我想表达自己崇高的敬仰之情 for是我们可以把它作为原因状语单独成句 for what you are doing here 这个呢 what you are doing here 是我们采用的是概括转变成具体的表示手法 what you are doing 就是说你们在这所做的一切我们可以把这种概括性的说法呢把它转变成具体的说法变成你们发展了上海What you are doing here 名词这个是短语呢 What you are 名词短语 What 引导的短语单独成句你们发展了上海 Not just in Shanghai 你们不仅发展了上海这部分单独成句 But throughout the whole China To bring progress and wealth To all your people But throughout the whole China To bring progress and wealth to all your people. But throughout the whole China, 我们可以呢同样的单独成句而且也发展了全国 Bring progress and wealth to all your people. 给人民带来了进步创造了财富。好最后这句话呢我们可以翻译成第二我想表示我崇高的敬仰之情因为你们不仅发展了上海而且发展了全国给全国人民带来了进步创造了财富 Wealth 翻译的时候呢我们运用了增值的技巧创造了财富好这一篇演讲的发言请大家多做示意练习做个5到10遍做熟了然后呢做通了我们再来听原文根据原文看着听耳朵听着录音看着原文来进行示意好现在我们开始示意
English to Chinese interpretation Text interpreting Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese
Ladies and gentlemen First of all can I thank Euromoney for having put on this business forum and thank so many of you for coming to listen to meAnd I'm absolutely delighted to be back in Shanghai again. I came here first in 1988. I don't suppose any of these buildings were here in 1988. Then I came back 5 years ago, and I have come back today, and I have seen another remarkable transformation. It is a quite extraordinary city you have here, and congratulations to everybody who is involved in its development.Because I think you are well on your way to being a world-class city by 2015. We fully support that ambition, and I should also say congratulations to Shanghai because they won their bids to host the Special Olympics in 2007, and then Expo in 2010. And the links between UK companies and Shanghai are getting ever closer, and actually between the people as well.When I was with the mayor walking along the Bund just a short time ago, there was a woman journalist who rushed up to ask me a question. She finished asking me the question, and I asked her, because I thought she spoke very good English, where she had learned the English. She has just been a Cambridge graduate and is returning to do her viva for her degree. And it is an amazing thing to think now that you have more Chinese students coming to the UK.than any other country. And there are other things that I think we are learning from each other too. Take urban development, for example. Some development projects in China, such as the Western Development Strategy, aim to meet the core infrastructure needs. And this is an area where we have got very particular strengths, because our experience in urban regeneration, and in particular in getting public and private sectors to work together, is something that I think we have to offer you by way of expertise here in Shanghai. Your sister city in the UK, as you know, is Liverpool, which is a wonderful city for many reasons, not least because my wife comes from there. And the links between those two cities are important, obviously, in a cultural sense. But they are also important because we can offer some good examples of how urban regeneration can transform a city. Now, you are transforming Shanghai, obviously, in an extraordinary way already. But it is interesting that some of the same principles that we apply in the northwest of England, in Liverpool, apply here as well. And we believe our expertise has something to offer you there too. I was also delighted to see that my colleague, the Deputy Prime Minister, led a mission to China last year with some of the UK's leading building consultants, people who are keen to share their expertise and design and project management with you. And I hope this is just the start. And future visits of this nature will consolidate some of the partnerships that have been created. So I hope increasingly you will look to the UK as your natural partner in helping Shanghai achieve its ambitious development objectives. There is another area in which we can help, and I have just been discussing this with some of your entrepreneurs and city officials upstairs. The UK is a world leader in the development of public-private partnerships, which involve the public and the private sector working together to provide infrastructure and services. And in the UK, the private financing initiatives have enabled us to develop our infrastructure more cost-effectively, more quickly, and to a higher quality than otherwise would have been possible. And it is playing a big part now, as I was explaining to your people upstairs. It is playing a big part in allowing us to have major public sector building programs delivered on budget and on cost. In addition to all of that, the Shanghai Foreign Investment Development Board set up its first European office in London, and we welcome this, and we also know and recognize that Eastern China is a leader in higher technology, academic and business expertise. And this again makes the UK your natural partner, because our record on innovation and discovery is envied across the world. We have had 44 Nobel laureates in the last 50 years, and the UK is renowned both for its entrepreneurial spirit and for believing that entrepreneurial spirit is closely linked to the skills base and research environment. It is no wonder, therefore, that it figures out just a couple of weeks ago, the UK remains the premier location in Europe for software investments and high-value research and development. And this is despite the global pressures on the information and communication industries. So I hope very much that you see the UK as your central European partner in developing Shanghai. We have got a lot to offer in terms of education and cultural exchange. We have got a lot to offer in terms of urban regeneration. And in our public and private sector partnerships, I like to think that we are leading the world in this area. And coming here to Shanghai, I want to say to you, first of all, how delighted I have been to see the enormous progress in this city, but secondly, to express my profound admiration for what you are doing here, not just in Shanghai, but throughout the whole of China, to bring progress and wealth to all your people.
好，第二这一部分十一单元的第二讲就到这里结束了。我们还要强调的呢，是我们在进行记忆练习的时候呢，我们一是要能够尽快迅速的把握出原文的主题思想以及它的结构和句子之间的衔接关系，同时呢，我们也要 边读呢边做一些记号，适当的勾画，以便我们在做示意的时候呢提醒我们该怎么处理句子。好，做示意呢也是一个非常需要很多练习的一种技巧，希望大家呢能够持之以恒，而且呢做好了示意呢，对以后我们如果有机会呢从事同声传译的学习的话是有非常大的帮助的。好，这一讲就结束了，谢谢大家。